Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. Let me know in the comments if you're watching live or if you're tuning in as a replay. Love having you here. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you that are new and you don't know me, I'm Jessica Bravo. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, as well as intuitive holistic healer. So I'm here today for Wellness Wednesday. And what we do here on Wellness Wednesday is self-care routines mostly. And this is a live episode that I offer here within the Holistic Me community. And then I share this over on my podcast and YouTube channel, but this happens live. So if you want to participate, join me live so that you can ask questions or, you know, just be engaged in what's happening and follow along with me live. So why am I covering acupressure for allergies in March? Where I am right now here in New Hampshire, it's still winter, right? We haven't really hit spring quite yet, but I don't know if you noticed, yesterday was quite a windy day, and I know that as the seasons start to shift, we haven't fully entered spring yet. We haven't fully entered, gone from that water element into wood element as of yet, but we're in the transition phase. And so in this transition phase, before we get into spring, which is also really the transition between the utmost yin being winter and utmost yang being summer. So in this period, before spring really hits, we want to tackle allergies now and prep our body, prep our immune system. So really this is great for immune boosting, but it's really good if you already know that you have seasonal allergies, you want to get ahead of it. And so my own patients that I see in office, in the past, we would start this process in like February, March for when those April, May allergies start to kick in and have your body just be ready and have fewer allergy symptoms because of that. So this is really good for seasonal allergies. If you have other types of allergies, then there's different things that you could do to tackle that if it's, you know, food related and whatnot. But you know, that's a different side of things. Right now, we're really focusing on seasonal allergies. So we're going to get right into some points. If you're having trouble with allergies as far as respiratory your respiratory system is concerned, then we want to work on the lung channel for sure. So one easy way to start to just treat the lungs and also boost your immune system is to tap the lung channel. So by doing this channel tapping or meridian tapping, we are activating the channel. So what we're doing is we're starting in the front of the shoulder. If you feel your shoulder, there's this like little bony prominence right in front of the shoulder, below the clavicle. And this is where the lung channel begins. And then you're going to follow that across the front of the shoulder and across the front of the arm to the outside of the thumb, right? So you're going to go from shoulder to thumb. You're going to work your way down, and we're working on this inner surface of the arm, but on this outer inner line, all right? So this is where we're tapping. We're doing this a few times here on each arm. It's going to activate the whole channel. Then we'll do the other side, same thing. We're following the same trajectory all the way. All right. And then you could also just tap the chest in this way, right? There's other points below the clavicle and even on the sternum that are helpful for improving respiratory function. Okay. So we want to just activate and stimulate all of these points. Awesome. So next we're going to go to the another lung point specifically. It's right below the wrist crease or at the wrist crease here. And we want to massage, either massage this area or we can tap this area. Okay, it's on the inside. So if we were to expand, stretch our thumb here, trying to align myself with the camera properly so you can see, your tendon runs through here. You're going to be inside that line. All right, so we can tap this point, stimulating this lung 9 point. Awesome. And the other side. Right. Great. And now, if you have symptoms that affect your eyes, then you want to, we're going to tap and massage around the eyes. Right. So, if you tend to get itchy, watery eyes, which I know for me, that was my biggest thing when I would get really bad seasonal allergies in the spring. It would feel like I had glass in my eye growing up. That's how bad they were. And they've gotten so much better by just staying on top of them with all of this, with all the acupuncture or acupressure, self-treatment. So good. So we're gonna stimulate these points. Then we're gonna take either the knuckles of your thumbs or the knuckle of your index finger. And you're going to place them on the inner corner of where the eyebrow basically meets the bridge of your nose here. And we're going to lean our head down, or let the weight of our head fall onto our knuckles here. Okay. Now this is probably tender. All right. Wouldn't be surprising. So if it's too intense, too tender, you can lift your head up and still maintain contact and just have it be a lighter pressure. Okay. And now we're going to take that and we're going to take those knuckles across the eyebrow. There's a whole bunch of other points that are really helpful through here. Make sure we're breathing. Awesome. And then just outside the eyes, get a nice little light massage. Don't put too much pressure here. All right. Great. Now, if you have congestion with your allergies, if you get a lot of nasal or sinus congestion, this part is also very important. Make sure you do this point stimulation across the eyebrows and in this inner corner here. But we also want to make sure that we go below the eyes, right under the cheekbone, right? Find the area that is sensitive or tender. You may be, slightly off from where I am, but basically, if you come straight down from the pupils, it should be in alignment there. Find the tender spot, and we're going to press here, or you can tap. Okay. And we're almost done with this point series. We got one more. Thank you. Feels so nice too, just to work on the face. This is really stimulating. So, all right, now we're gonna go into this area here and we're gonna tap here, or you can press. All right, if you've got congestion from allergies. All right, this feels a little funny to press into this edge of your nose here, maybe a little sensitive as well. really good to clear out that congestion. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Let me know in the comments if you do have seasonal allergies and what you typically maybe experience, maybe what season. This is good for really any seasonal allergy. You just want to get ahead of it now. If you have spring allergies, start working on it and prepping your body now so that you don't get intense allergy responses when the time comes. This will decrease it exponentially, or just if you have mild allergies, maybe you won't experience any symptoms at all. Really depends on your severity. You're very welcome, Sam. So happy you could be here. Let me know how you're liking the Wellness Within series, or sorry, not the Wellness Wednesday series, and if there's any particular topics you want me to address in future lives for acupressure or just self-care routines in general. Always love to hear from you guys and do what you're looking for, so I can teach you these points and help you stay well. I love you all so much. Thanks for being here. I'll catch you next week and tune in for Friday's intuitive message. Love you all. Catch you next time. Stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.